This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Daniel Riley, Appellant, decided June 10th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. State of Missouri, no, ED Willimantone 614. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus 2322 CR0029701. Daniel Riley, Honorable Michael W. Noble, Appellant, filed June 10th, 2025, before James M. Dowd, P.J., Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Christian M. Stevens, J. Opinion. On February 18th, 2023, at 8:30 p.m., Appellant Daniel Riley drove westbound on St. Charles Street, approaching the intersection with 11th Street in downtown St. Louis City in an Audi SUV, without a license and with THC, fentanyl, and codeine 1 in his system, when he fully depressed the accelerator pedal, increasing his speed from 5 to nearly 50 miles per hour, ignored the yield sign at 11th Street, and emerged suddenly onto 11th Street. At that moment, a second vehicle, northbound on 11th Street with the right of way, and traveling just over the 25 miles per hour speed limit, collided with Riley's vehicle. The resulting crash sent his vehicle tumbling west on St. Charles Street, where it struck the teenage victim as she walked with her parents towards their parked vehicle, amputating both of her legs. 1. At trial, the toxicologist testified that fentanyl causes drowsiness to the point where it is hard to stay conscious, codeine causes drowsiness and confusion, and THC causes dizziness, drowsiness, confusion, and loss of awareness. 2. The state charged Riley with felony second-degree assault, count I, felony armed criminal action, ACA, for committing the second-degree assault with the knowing use of a dangerous instrument, count 2. 2 counts of misdemeanor fourth-degree assault for the initial collision with the second vehicle's driver and passenger, counts 3 and I-4s, and misdemeanor driving without a valid license, count 5. A jury found Riley guilty on all counts except count IV, assault as to passenger, and the trial court sentenced him to prison for 6 years and 3 months on count I, 11 years and 8 months on count 2, and 10 months on count 3, with the sentences to run consecutively. The court also fined Riley $500 on count V. Riley brings 3 points of error in this appeal. First, that the trial court erred in denying his motion for judgment of acquittal and in sentencing him on the ACA conviction because the state did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he acted with the requisite mental state for that crime. Riley claims the state proved that he acted only recklessly when the ACA charge requires the state to prove he acted knowingly. We deny point one because the state adduced sufficient evidence for the jury to find that Riley knowingly used his vehicle as a dangerous instrument under circumstances readily capable of causing death or other serious physical injury. Section 556, Does 061, 2, RS Mo Cum, Supward 2020. 2. Next, Riley claims the trial court abused its discretion in denying his oral continuance motion after the state, 3 days before trial, disclosed 52 pages from the state's toxicologist's file. Riley claims that the new materials, which are not in our record, included the levels of fentanyl, codeine, and marijuana in Riley's blood at the time of the crash, and that the disclosure prejudiced his trial strategy because he had planned to establish during cross-examination that the state's toxicologist did not know the levels of any of those substances found in Riley's blood. The failure to include in our record the 52 pages at issue hinders too. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016 unless otherwise indicated. 3. Review of this point. Rule 81.12a. Nevertheless, we conclude that the trial court acted consistent with its broad discretion when it sought to strike a balance by denying Riley's continuance request, but then also excluding the 52 pages from evidence and prohibiting the state from eliciting any testimony as to the levels of those substances in Riley's blood. Lastly, Riley claims the trial court erred in excluding evidence that at some point after the crash, the city changed the yield sign to a stop sign on westbound St. Charles Street at 11th Street. Because Riley did not preserve this issue by making an adequate offer of proof, we decline to review this point under our plain error review standards because the trial court did not evidently, obviously, or clearly err with respect to the post-crash sign change. Background: the collision. On the evening of February 18th, 2023, 11th at Athies Street in downtown St. Louis, was one way northbound at St. Charles Street. There was no stop or yield sign such that 11 the Street drivers had the right of way there. Westbound St. Charles Street drivers had a yield sign at 11th Street before either turning right onto 11th Street or Pro.